Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Sam, so you've gotten off to a tremendous start this season, leading the minors in home runs. What's it been like for you to have this success?
It's been pretty fun. Not trying to think a lot about it, just to take it day by day. Because last year I felt like I dwelled on the past a little too much. So nowadays I just kind of worry about today and don't worry about the future past. Just worry about what I can control.
There was a stretch earlier where it seemed like you were hitting a home run every single day. And it seemed like it lasted for like 3 months. I know it wasn't quite that long. But when you're in a zone like that, what's it like for you when you're in the box?
Pretty simple. Not thinking about a whole lot. Just see the ball, hit the ball.
All right, now you get the call up to down east from Hickory, and I understand, if I'm not mistaken, your parents were with you in Hickory when you got the call up, so did they have to stick around there for a little longer while you made the trip to Kinston, or how did that all work out?
Yeah, so they flew in the night of I got called up. I told them at dinner, and they were nice enough to follow me up to down east and help me move everything. And then they stayed in Winston-Salem while we played there, and then they flew home around on Monday morning, and then they left that day. But they were nice enough to help me and move up my stuff.
I guess always nice when you get a share in the excitement of getting called up. And what was that like for you when you found out that you were getting bumped up a level?
I was excited. I was happy, but sad at the same time, leaving everyone in Hickory. Had a good group there, their family and me, and got the opportunity to move up, and so it was in the time being, it was awesome, and I'm so happy. I know all the guys here. I love everyone. It's another second family to me, and everyone's family in the Rangers organization, so it was fun.
I know that, you know, right now minor league baseball is about developing and growing as individuals, but you're on a team and you guys are competitors, so you want to win. That big picture it's about the development, but don't tell any of you guys that it's not about winning when the game actually starts. So you go from a team that's having a lot of success in Hickory. I guess it's nice to go to down east, another team that's having success. Was that important to you at all, that you weren't getting promoted, but promoted to a team that's at the bottom of the division? You're getting promoted to a team that's in contention to do some big things.
It's good. I felt like Hickory, we were just missing some things. We weren't as polished as we should have been. We weren't playing to what we know we can play. But when we always got together and as a team, we figured out what we needed to do. It was fun. And I mean, I love winning baseball, but I mean, we didn't really follow we didn't try and stick with the standings. We wanted to worry about today as well, like how many series can we win? How many games can we win? And I mean, it's tough knowing that we're playing good ball, but it just wasn't going our way. But it is fun being on a team that's in the run for playoff contention. So I'm always excited for that.
Sam, I don't know whether you want to go back to spring training or last year or whatever it might be, but what are some of the things that you're working on offensively? Compared to last year, spring training, wherever you want to put that time stamp, what are some of the things that have been important to you as far as your offensive development?
Just knowing myself as a player, knowing I need to do every day, like with my routine, hitting mentally, what am I thinking, what am I swinging at, how am I swinging at it, if I'm taking the right swing or if I'm not doing the right swing, talk to all my hitting coaches and or Josue, like whoever's here, Chase, Jared, who's in Hickory, and just kind of like getting the feel of like if I'm being like, if I can repeat my swing and if it's a good swing and if it's just not going my way. Because last year I felt like I switched my swing kind of like the start of the season, and it took me a while to like mentally get back to what I was doing, and mentally I didn't know what I was doing at the plate. And now I have a clear vision of what I'm doing hitting right now, so it takes a lot of stress off my shoulders worrying about what I just need to do to hit the ball.
I know, Sam, some players have different relationships with the numbers than others do. What are your thoughts, and what's your relationship with the analytics and how that could help you, or is that not something you really pay a lot of attention to?
I try to not really look at my numbers just because I feel like if you're going to look at your numbers and you're looking at batting averages or your hit rate strikeouts, it's just going to be another thought in your mind when you go up to the plate saying, oh, I better not do this or I got to do this. It's just worry about today. I mean, that's my biggest thing like this whole year. I just want to worry about right now. And some guys get into the whole analytics and like, oh, I need to do this. I have to be this player. And if you're good enough and you play well and you hit the ball, then that's all that should matter.
All right, so you join a new team, and as a catcher, I guess that probably means a little bit more than a shortstop or an outfielder, because now not only do you have to get comfortable with your new environment, but you've got to kind of touch base with all these pitchers. Now, I know that you've worked with some of them, I'm sure, spring training, just crossing paths, being in the same organization, but what's that process like for you? You show up, new team, new pitchers you have to worry about as a catcher. How do you kind of go about assimilating in that regard?
Just kind of getting to know them as a person. I feel like the biggest thing is they got to trust you off the field to trust you on the field. So just kind of building relationships with them in the dugout, the clubhouse, just everything off the field, and understanding what they do with their pitches. How are they? Are they fastballs up? Are they sinker guy? Or they locate? Or what's their preferred thing they want to do when they pitch? And when I walked in the clubhouse after I got called up, I've pretty much caught everyone that was there, and they're all welcoming. They give me hugs, seeing me, smiles, and so it was another thing to make me feel comfortable when I'm catching for them. They like me behind the plate. They say they like working with me. So it's just another thing I take to my advantage when I call games, and I understand my pitchers, so I feel more comfortable.
And how do you feel like you've developed defensively as a catcher, and what are the things that you're really trying to focus on in terms of improvement behind the plate?
I felt like I've grown a lot behind the plate. I know I can grow more. Every aspect of catching personally, I want to get better overall. Like my whole game, I want to be the best. So I want to work on everything, throwing, catching, blocking, receiving, calling. I mean, all those things you can improve on. So, I mean, I never want to think, oh, I figured it out, because you could, for like the next pitch or in a second, like you could be humbled and say, oh, I haven't learned it all. I need to figure this out, or I need to do this. Or it's just something every day. You got to intake a lot of information. It's hard to be a catcher and say you've learned it all when you haven't.
I know catchers have a unique bond with one another. It's a pretty unique position. And a lot of times there's stories of guys who, you know, they really help one another out. What's your relationship with Matt Watley like? I know he's not with you right now in Down East, but a guy you've spent a lot of time with, especially the beginning of the year with Hickory. What's that bond like for you and Matt?
We had a good relationship. We were roommates. We had an apartment together in Hickory, and we were roommates on the road. So we had a good relationship there, and on the field, we tried to help each other. We had to get each other better. And I mean, it's just, I think you got put aside. Even though we play the same position, we both want to win baseball, and that's me. I wanted to win baseball, so I didn't care if he would get mad at me or if he didn't like it, if he did. At the end of the day, we wanted to get better and win baseball games for the team.
Now, in spring training, you guys are catching bullpens, it seems like, day and night, and you're around all the catchers in the system. Did you get a chance to chat with any of the big league guys, particularly a guy like Jeff Mathis, who's known so well for what he does defensively? And what sort of advice, or what was that experience like, just getting to be around all the catchers in the system like Jeff and Izzy and Jose Trevino and others?
Yeah, I got to talk to Jeff a little bit. And then Izzy, I know him really well, and Jose, I know him really well. It's always fun talking to Jose and Mathis. It was just a short conversation about what he was working on. He was working on like bad pitch framing, because he felt like he was a plus-plus receiver in the zone. He wanted to work on stuff out of the zone, because you got to be perfect everything you catch. So he would be working on pitches out of the zone. How can he be quicker to the ball when it's a low and outside or low and in? Like, just little things that could help you for a long, like your long career. And then Jose just talking about the mental side of like calling, like knowing your pitchers, like understanding everything, writing down things, and talking to Kiner, we'd just talk about overall catching because he's still new to it. And I just like to talk catching. So we would talk a lot about just like catching overall. How could we do better with our presentation, like our chest, like big target, and just overall catching.
Sam, I know you don't get a chance to watch a ton of baseball now because you're usually playing when the big league guys are playing as well. But are there guys around the league, catchers around the league, that either now or maybe you grew up enjoying watching kind of the way they went about things behind the plate?
Yeah, I watched before Maurer got moved. I watched Joe Maurer. I watched Matt Wieters, Yadier Molina, Buster Posey. I mean, I've watched a lot of guys, and it's been fun as a kid growing up watching them. And then I still try and watch Buster Posey when I can. And I mean, it's just watching the good guys in the game right now. It doesn't matter how tall you are, how short you are. It's getting little things from different players and applying them to yourself, because maybe it might work. You don't know until you try it.
You did mention, though, the beginning, Joe Maurer and Matt Wieters, and like you, they are taller catchers. You're 6'4". They're both big guys. Was it nice to have bigger guys at the majors who were having a lot of success that you could kind of watch and draw from?
Yeah, it was nice. I could go back on YouTube or something, look up their catching career and just like videos on what they do and how they did it. And it's been very helpful as a bigger guy when I was younger, and kind of now having the right information that the Rangers give me and everyone that works with me, it's come along pretty good. So it's been really fun.
All right, Sam, you get the call up to high A from low A. Any differences you're noticing in the change in level? Any additional challenges that maybe you weren't experiencing in Hickory that now you're dealing with in down east as you continue to climb the ladder?
I mean, the pitching, of course, gets better. I mean, they're a little more polished. Down east is a lot more off speeds. Maybe you get one pitch in your zone, and the rest you kind of have to work the count and kind of like get another pitch, hopefully, or if not, you should have hit the pitch before. But like overall, it's like they're not going to throw you fastball 3-1. They're not going to throw you anything in a hitter's count if they're in front of you with like a 1-2 count or something. Or no, it's just the pitchers have gotten a little more polished.
All right, who'd you grow up watching? Who's your favorite team? Who are your favorite players?
Ooh, favorite team? I would have to say I watched the Giants and probably the Rangers, because my favorite player when I was growing up was Josh Hamilton. Those were my two probably teams I liked watching, because when I was growing up as a kid, there's Tim Lincecum pitching, and then because I was a pitcher when I was a kid, and then when I was just watching baseball, I'd watch Josh Hamilton because I thought he was one of the best I've seen.
All right, now outside of baseball, you got some free time. What are some of the things that you like to do?
Well, if I'm in Arizona, probably just be home, kind of like go golfing where I usually golf. Just be in my area. I like Arizona, so I'd go to the mall, Fashion Square. I'll go to a breakfast place called Breakfast Club just to get back in my home, just kind of like go on a hike maybe on Camelback Mountain. Just things in Arizona. Anything in Arizona, I'm cool with. That's my way of getting away from baseball.
All right, Sam, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, Jerry. I'll talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.